Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today, we're speaking with Brent Foster, the CEO and co-founder of NestEgg. The NestEgg app eliminates the red tape of banking, the steep legal fees of traditional investing and trust funds, and the limitations of the 529 plan, making it possible for any family to save for a better future for their child. You got to like the sounds of this. And Mr. Foster, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Eric.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Our pleasure. So to lead things off, it does seem millennial parents are much more worried about their children's financial future than previous generations. Why do you think that is?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, I think a great point. I think, you know, millennials, specifically millennial parents, they've lived through kind of this financial crisis of college. And I think 45% of which have student debt and averaging around $34,000 a person. And I think they've really realized that if they want to have their children to have a successful future, they need to save and learn how to do that in a better way.
And taking that even a step further, one statistic points to the wealthiest 1% now own more income than the other 90%. That is staggering. What does this say about the U.S. family's financial future?
Yeah, no, that statistic is kind of overwhelming at times. And like you said, the wealth gap is growing, and it's making it harder for regular people to get ahead. I think a statistic I found was that on average, 40 to 50% of Americans struggle to come up with just $400 in emergency funds. And I think one of the solutions that we create is allowing for, anyone to participate in growing wealth and being able to use those funds for emergencies and those kind of things.
Now, the 529 college plan is a tool to help parents plan for their children's future educational needs. What is the 529, and is it a viable solution in your opinion?
Yeah, that's, the 529s historically have been kind of the go-to for college savings. And I think the more we move into, pricey university tuitions and those kind of things, 529s seem to become less of a viable option as, you know, you can't use the money for trade schools, for community college. Most of the 529s aren't FDIC insured. The list goes on. If you're going to buy books, they have to be from the university bookstore. You can't go to an Amazon retailer. You can't go pay for student housing, a regular apartment. And I think it really opens up, the solution that NestEgg offers for being able to use the funds for anything, and not just career oriented, but, you know, say a child wants to go backpack Europe after they graduate high school, or, you know, open a business, or just move out of mom and dad's house. Those are solutions that NestEgg really kind of caters to.
And certainly do appreciate your input there today. We're joined by Mr. Brent Foster, the CEO and co-founder of NestEgg, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Foster, are there other approaches parents should be considering if they want to build a financial foundation for their children? Touch on some of those details.
Yeah, that's a good question. I think NestEgg trusts are really the most flexible and protected way for parents to save for their children. Like I mentioned before, a lot of 529 plans, if not most, are not FDIC insured and can't be used to, for the child's welfare or well-being. And our solution, is kind of caters to the opposite. And I think one point that really stuck with me is over the next 20 or so years, there's, $68 trillion in wealth that will be changing hands. And, I think traditional advisory services and financial investment tools, they take a big chunk of that. and nest egg solution only being $2 a month with no setup, no legal fees, really gets you in a door where traditionally things would be pricey, you know, especially with a trust. So
good stuff there. And another question for you in the same vein, there are a number of financial savings types of apps in the marketplace. What should consumers think about before they commit funds to such a tool?
Sure. I think, you know, I think the most important thing is to think about your goals and ultimately what you want to do with those funds and what you hope your child would do with those funds. And one of the big things, like I said, is money can be removed for emergencies and, you know, not be penalized. And yeah, I think that's one of the biggest things you should consider when looking into savings vehicles.
Well, Mr. Foster, really good to have had you, and the service you offer through NestEgg certainly does highlight the need to buckle down if you have children and saving for their future and their educational future as well. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a final word, a tip, anything else you'd like to share with our listening audience today?
Yeah, I think, you know, one of the big things, you know, we touched on a lot of great points as far as, you know, the financial future of children, you know, closing that wealth gap, like you mentioned. And I think the solution that NestEgg offers for, you know, to kind of take a traditional brick and mortar ability like trust funds and bring it up to date with the 21st century really is what sets us aside from traditional savings vehicles. And, you know, we offer different avenues to donate into those trust funds, from, you know, simple ACH donations to round, you know, hypothetically, you could have, you know, mom, dad, aunt, uncle, grandparents, all rounding up spare change and donate it into one child's account or evenly into multiple child's accounts. So I think the tools that we offer for long-term savings really, really will benefit the well-being of children in the long run.
Too bad this app was not in existence some 20 years ago. I could have certainly used that. Well, Mr. Foster, certainly appreciate what you do on behalf of NestEgg. Where can listeners get further information and take advantage of NestEgg in the app? Where's the best place to get further details?
Yeah, thanks, Eric. NestEggTrust.com, and we should be able to, or excuse me, they should be able to download the app on the NestEgg and Android Play Stores.
That certainly sounds easy enough. Again, Mr. Foster, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you.
Again, we've been speaking with Mr. Brett Foster, the CEO and co-founder of NestEgg. The NestEgg app eliminates the red tape of banking, the steep legal fees of traditional investing in trust funds, and the limitations of the 529 plan, making it possible for any family to save for a better future for their child. And for further details and for more information, visit NestEggTrust.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.